Food Bank Australia, KPMG Australia, and the Fight Food Waste Cooperation Research Centre are all recommending to the Treasurer a change to Australia's taxation legislation. To discuss this proposal, we are joined by Sarah Pennell, General Manager of Food Bank Australia. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Firstly, to kind of give a bit of context to this, what is the disparity between how much food is being thrown out versus how much food is needed for charities?
Well, there at the moment, over 7 million tonnes of food is disposed of each year. That's food that really, you know, we've grown or manufactured to feed people, and yet it's not going to that purpose. At best, it's going to other things like animal feed and so on. But at worst, it's going to landfill and being of no use to anybody. And really, we only need a very small proportion of that to be redirected to food relief in order for us to be able to feed everybody in Australia. We calculate that we need about another, not even a tenth of that would help us to feed everybody in Australia who needs it. And, you know, it's something that we think is extremely doable and we should be doing it.
It's absolutely wild that we're not doing it. Why is there this barrier for businesses to do it, to donate food?
Well, obviously, if a business is donating the food, then that's lost revenue for them. So this is food they haven't been able to sell for a variety of reasons. And one of the big costs in donating food is the cost of transporting it to us, storing it. Perhaps it needs to go into, chiller trucks. All of these things cost money. And for someone like a farmer, for instance, who for whatever reason is unable to sell his crop, it's very difficult for us to ask that farmer to incur even further costs in getting that donation to us. So this is the reason why often it's easier and certainly less costly for them to just replow that crop back into the field or, dispose of it.
So what is this tax reform that you are proposing along with KPMG Australia?
So at the moment, if a food business disposes of stock, that is treated in tax terms exactly the same as if they had donated it. So really there's no benefit in tax terms for donating of stock or incurring those extra costs to get that stock to us. What we're proposing is that changes. So there is a greater incentive for companies to donate food because they can actually, they'll actually get a better consideration in tax terms than if they just threw the stock away. And then the additional very key piece is that we want there to be a tax consideration for the services needed to donate that food to us. So currently you can't make any claim against the cost of transport or storage. We want businesses to be able to claim a tax deduction for those services in getting that donated food to us. And this would incentivize and support the companies to do the right thing.
It absolutely makes sense. Have you already proposed this to the Treasurer or received a response from government?
We have proposed it. So it was a submission we made to Treasury in advance of the budget that's going to be handed down in October, next month, very, very soon, in fact. And we haven't heard anything, although there has been an indication that there is interest, but we haven't heard definitively whether they are giving it consideration.
Hopefully it does go through. Honestly, it just makes sense. It's crazy that we don't do it.
Look, in the preparatory work that we've done for the submission, we've looked at other countries all around the world, and many countries, particularly OECD countries, are all doing this already or something very similar. And it has been proven to work. It's the most successful way in encouraging companies to do the right thing. And, you know, the precedent has been set. We don't believe that, you know, there's a downside to doing this. So we hope the government feels the same way.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about it.
No, my pleasure. Thank you so much for your interest.